At a time when transit ridership nationally is declining, Richmond, Virginia has seen a 17% bump. It's happened in the last year after the city debuted a new bus rapid transit system called GRTC Pulse, with average ridership on the new line nearly double what planners initially expected. So what is Richmond doing right? Let's ask Garland Williams. He's Director of Planning and Scheduling with the Greater Richmond Transit Company, or GRTC. Garland, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
So what Pleasure. Do you think you did that made this such a success in Richmond?
Well, I think it was a collaborative effort and partnership between the city, GRTC, our state partners, the county of Henrico. We redesigned the network, which made it more productive for individuals trying to get to and from work and other destinations. And also, at the same time, we launched one of our most productive lines, the new BRT system called the Pulse.
And what is different about the Pulse than other buses in Richmond?
The Pulse is designed to be a rapid transit, which is bus rapid transit itself. It has features that are very different than our local bus system. It has level boarding platforms, off-board fare collections, so we can move.
What does that mean, off-board fare collections?
What it means is that you don't necessarily pay your fare like you would on a normal bus by getting on and using a fare box. So we have what are called ticket vending machines at each one of the stations. Mm-hmm. You pay there prior to getting on, which actually helps us speed up the movement right. of our buses.
So you have that. You have a level boarding. What else?
We also have – the level boarding is designed to get you on and off quicker. So we open up both doors when we go docking into one of our stations. And they're concrete structures. So they're big. They're permanent. They're beautiful. It's all designed to allow you to move in and out safely. But also there are a number of other features on there. It has real-time arrival signage to make you connection between – our local system and our Pulse system, mm-hmm. so it's enhancements, components there. So it's just a very nice, convenient way to get around the city.
It sounds like it's operating more like a subway system.
It is. So at basically half the cost. Mm-hmm. So or a light rail system more so than a subway. Mm-hmm. Subways are designed to get you in and out. So it's you go through a turnstile. It's kind of thick. You kind of go into a dedicated area. What we have on the BRT system is open. It's on an honor system. We do have fare enforcement officers to check you, mm-hmm. but it's also designed to help us move you quicker.
Do you find that there are any people who are just sneaking onto the bus and getting caught later for not paying?
Yes. Unfortunately, we do have that problem. And I think it's a national problem. But we are working with our local jurisdictions to try to help alleviate this problem. We're also looking at other options. We also have a dedicated security force that we contract a third party that goes in and basically goes down the aisle, checks individual passes. Sort of like when you board a train, you buy your ticket and the conductor comes by and asks for you to show your ticket.
Mm-hmm. So the problems aside, you saw a 17% bump in transit ridership in the year since you debuted this. How much of that increase do you attribute to the Pulse?
We would probably say that our initial Pulse estimates were supposed to be about 3,500 riders per day. What we've seen right now is just shy of 7,000 riders
wow.
per day.
Almost twice as much.
So, almost twice as much. So we can contribute a lot of our increase on the Pulse, but I think the more significant component of it is the total redesign of our system in the city of Richmond and Henrico County that roughly hadn't been done in about 30 years.
Hmm. Now, did you get this idea from other cities or other areas that have done similar bus rapid transit projects in their transit systems?
Yes. So we were fortunate enough to look at what we would consider the gold standard when we were looking at our BRT project was the Cleveland Healthline system. Mm-hmm. So Cleveland already had one, Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we visited those areas. But when we did our project, Cleveland's project was almost a couple hundred million dollars. Our system is basically $64 million it took for construction. Yes, we've studied others. That was on the BRT side. And then we looked at the total redesign. We looked at the project that had happened in Houston.
But you're saying it was $64 million to do the whole Pulse Line project.
That's correct.
Wow. Because if you think about just a mile of subway in this country, I think it's in the billions.
I don't know billions, but I know it's a couple hundred million dollars mile. Yes.
So, you know, we hear a lot about different transit projects going on around the country, and some of them are focused on trains. And in some places that makes a lot of sense, especially when there's more density. But do you think that based on your experience that cities around the country should be focused more on really efficient bus systems?
I would say it's a combination. So, yes, I would say you can move people faster, cheaper with the bus system. If you get it right, people will use it, and we're a testament to that. So if cities are looking at a BRT project, I say the first thing that they need to do is really take a hard look at their current system and how it will complement or enhance the BRT project they're contemplating. So when we're working through our model, we wanted to put the BRT in to be the gold standard, but we also wanted to make sure that individuals were able to easily connect to that system to make it easy for them to move around. So it both projects that go hand in hand. As the director of planning and scheduling, I was totally against doing both projects because it was such a massive amount of work to be done. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, it was absolutely the most appropriate thing for us to do. And we are a living testament of that.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned is how nice the stations are. That makes me wonder how much of this is about sort of rebranding the bus and making it something that anybody, no matter their income level in the community, feels like it makes sense for them to take.
I think there is, I'm not a marketing specialist, but I would say if you can brand the product and also make sure that the product is working in the most efficient way it possibly can, there's definitely a connection between those two. And I think what we're seeing in Richmond is the headways, which were basically every 10 minutes, the frequency of the service in the peak hour period of time. And then it was 15 minutes off peak. That was very successful, so successful that we have a major university on the corridor, Virginia Commonwealth University, that looked and said, hey, your guys are running so efficiently. We want to potentially partner with you to get our students to between two campuses. Hmm. And they came to the table and helped us make sure that the frequency was basically 10 minutes all day.
Every 10 minutes the bus comes.
Every 10 minutes. So knowing you have that reliability, our on-time performance for the Pulse Line is in the high 85, almost 90%. So that is incredible. If I could do that on all of our lines, we wouldn't have any issues with anyone getting to and from their points of destination or making their connections.
Why can't you do that with all the bus lines, get them up to that level of efficiency and on-time performance?
Well, the Pulse is one of the major features of the Pulse is it has dedicated lanes.
Uh-huh.
So, and it also has what is called TSP, Transit Signal Prioritization. So that is not deployed all the way through all of our system. So if we were able to do that throughout the system, then we could get our on-time performance higher.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that eventually you will do that throughout the system, get dedicated bus lanes and have the lights change for the buses?
Probably not. Unfortunately, that's a huge haul. Mm-hmm. So what you're really asking folks to do is sacrifice lane miles to allow the buses to have quicker access. So you're squeezing off the ability for folks to just move around in their normal cars. Now, as a guy who loves public transit, I wouldn't be necessarily that mad at them getting on our bus, but we don't think that we could employ dedicated lanes all over the city.
That's Garland Williams, who's director of planning and scheduling for the Greater Richmond Transit Company, or GRTC, which has had great success in the last year in bumping transit ridership. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And let us know how the public transit is in your area, and would you use bus rapid transit, BRT?